Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson. Our devotional today is entitled, And the Lord Shut the Door. The book of Genesis, chapter 7, verse 16, And the Lord shut him in. This is a reference to the fact that the Lord called Noah into the ark. He said in verse 1, Come thou and all thy house into the ark. And in verse 4 of Genesis chapter 7, For yet 7 days, and I will cause it to rain upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. Verse 7, Noah went in, his sons' wives, and his wife, they all went into the ark. And then verse 16, the Lord shut the door. In chapter 6 of Genesis, the Lord said that the wickedness of the earth was great, and every imagination of man's thoughts was only evil continually. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth. The Lord said in verse 3 that his spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he is also his flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. So Noah was 480 years of age when this information came to him from the Lord that he was going to give man 120 years. Then there would be judgment that fell upon the earth. My spiritual imagination runs, and I think back to what must have been the conditions around Noah and his family as they were building the ark. As he started gathering the material to build the ark, someone would ask, what was he doing? He'd explain, why are you doing this? It's going to rain. Well, what is rain, Noah? Well, it's water that's going to fall out of the sky. He may not even have understood what was going to happen. But he built the ark. The Lord told him the dimensions of the ark. He started building. And then I believe the Lord would have the animals to come to him. And they did. They were brought in, put in their place. The Lord had the food placed on the ark, the animals placed on the ark. And then the Lord said, come thou and all thy house into the ark. I don't think there was probably any delay. Maybe they didn't know what day it was going to be that they would go into the ark. And I wonder if their sons and their sons' wives and their neighbors and their clubs and circles in which they circulated, if they were sensitive to what was going on. And I wonder if when they went into the ark, Noah and his wife, and Noah and his sons, and Noah and his daughters-in-law all went into the ark, did they say, well, you know, we ought to go try to tell one last, give them one more word of encouragement. Try to convince them one more time to get on board, to come join us. But you know something? The Lord had given to them this ministry of 120 years, and the Lord shut the door. You see, when it came time for them to move into the ark, the responsibility for closing the door of the ark was not left to Noah. The Lord shut the door. One soul is worth all the riches and more than all the riches of all the ages. If Noah had been the one responsible for shutting the door prior to the flood coming, it would have been an awesome responsibility resting upon the shoulders of one man. If the population of the earth at that time were 2 billion people, how in the world can one man shut the door on so many? Well, if he had not shut the door, when the flood came and people started realizing old man Noah was right, they would have swamped the boat. So many would have flooded in and caused it to sink. But the Lord shut the door. And Noah and his family had done what they could. You know, many times guilt is weighing heavily upon the shoulders of those because of what they've done. Or sometimes great anger is in their hearts because of what God has done. Or there is anxiety in the hearts of others because of the Lord's delay or because of what they must do. But there comes a time when God makes the decision. And in this case, God shut the door. And there will be many times today that we will see things that the Lord had the final act. He had the final say, and he removed that from your hands, and you can thank the Lord that he did do it the way he did it. Join us again for Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson.